I'm sure you know from long experience it is our custom to start with several thousand announcements. I hope you'll be able to come to the Student Union immediately following the reading, the Terrace Lounge upstairs in the West End, have some punch and cookies, and meet Mr. Poverman. And at the Union, I'll have a couple of thousand of the bookmarks in case you didn't get one. And I have a couple of thousand of our newsletter, which is for the creative writing students and friends and family and all relatives, hometown newspapers and things like that. We will have books available for sale tonight at the Union, too. You might even be able to convince Mr. Poverman to give you his autograph. Our next reading will be next Thursday. Our first visiting poet is Kathleen Frazier from San Francisco. She will be reading in this auditorium at 8:30. I hope you have marked the next eight Thursdays in your calendar because they're running every week. And they're all on Thursdays except the extra one on Friday in early November. Grill Flowers Press, which puts out magazines and chapbooks, has been awarded a CCLM grant. And in order to raise the necessary matching funds, they're having a yard sale this Saturday. They would appreciate your coming. You may have seen their posters all over town. They would appreciate your donations if you have some. If you need any information, you can call us at the Poetry Center tomorrow or call Frank Graziano. Buzz Poverman comes to us to join our faculty this year, teaching fiction classes. He's very widely traveled, widely published. His first two major books came out most recently. His novel, Susan, from Viking Press, a collection of stories called The Black Velvet Girl, which was the winner of the Iowa Short Fiction Contest for last year. You have a treat in store. I know you'd rather hear Buzz than hear me. C.E. Poverman.